This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, talking to you, not at you, is Rich McFadden.
Sometimes with you.
With you, yes. Did I say with you?
You said to you, not at you.
You, with you, around you.
I like to think we're talking with you.
Through you. That's what they say in the city council meeting, through you, Mr. Chairman, to whoever it is that you're speaking to instead of just talking to. That's part of Robert's Rules of Order, I think, isn't it? What
just Robert.
Yeah. And who made him boss?
Ken Kessler is really the boss here, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on that big earthquake in Kansas last night. Almost five, well, not big, but it was big for Kansas-Oklahoma border. 33 miles southwest of Wichita last night. Things were boom shakalaka. What do you say, Jennifer?
Boom shakalaka.
Shakalaka, that's what they were doing. The central plains late in the day, not the sort of thing you'd normally expect there in the heartland.
I feel the earth move.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the sky
folks tumbling. Felt it in neighboring states as well. There was a report from Irving, Texas, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. U.S. Geological Survey says that there were no injuries and no heavy damage reported. Wasn't there an earthquake? Where was the last earthquake? A couple of weeks ago. Wasn't in this country, though, was it?
There are earthquakes every minute.
There are. Actually, yeah, you're right about that. That was the point I was going to make.
When are there never earthquakes? Yeah. When are there not earthquakes?
Always earthquakes. The things are changing underneath the plates of the continental shelf and the plates where all of the surface. We think that going down in the ocean 3 miles is deep, man. Can you believe that? Going down 3 miles in the ocean? Hello. It's 12,000 miles to the core of the Earth. So 3 miles doesn't seem to be too high. Can you imagine? Think about this. The pressure. You've heard of the bends people get when they go into deep sea diving and they go down 300-400 feet.
Right.
And they come up too quickly, they don't get enough oxygen, and their bodies almost disintegrate. So that's the pressure of 400 feet. Imagine what it's like going down 4,000 feet or 40,000 feet. In terms of, you've probably seen some of those old submarine movies where the submarine gets crushed.
Right, people's lungs pop, kind of, right?
Yeah, they get down that far. So now, let's just keep going. The average depth of the Pacific Ocean is about 4.5-5 miles. Where the plane went down, supposedly, I think it's 10 miles there. Some places 17 miles, 24 miles is the deepest, I think, anywhere. And so that's heavy pressure. But think of what it's like at the core of the Earth, 12,000 miles. That's why there are volcanoes, because the Earth in the center is always on fire. The temperatures are so hot you couldn't believe. You think, I mean, the sun's really hot, but we have temperatures that almost equate what the sun's temperature is at the center of our Earth. I don't think people realize
how
much
causes that.
Energy.
Is it friction, I guess? Energy, friction from the movement?
It's the pressure. It's all the pressure that comes. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. The Earth is made of gas, as Jennifer will be happy to tell you. We were earlier today, Richie, before you showed up, discussing the climate change and how much there was of carbon dioxide in the air. 5 billion tons coming from the Chinese every year. So how do you measure? Somebody called me and said, what was it, Kenny? 14.7 pounds per square inch. So
yeah,
this is the concept here, give you a headache. Measure your piece of property. How many square inches do you think there are on your piece of property, Richie?
Couldn't even tell you.
Okay. So how many feet there are multiplied by 12, right. Yada, yada, yada.
Quarter acre lot. You know.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, let's see, 40, that's 10,000 square feet times 12. So you have about 100, you're about 12,000 square inches on your property.
Thank you. Always wondering.
All right. So multiply that times 15. All right. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Another one's going to be a math test.
12.
Not just once, by the way.
Right.
12 times 15 is, let's see here, about 18,000. Is that right? 1,800. No, sorry. 1,800. So you've got on each of, you've got, wow, you got a lot of, you got tons of crap in your yard, Richie.
Oh, my God.
Colorado pot sales are up, too, Doug.
Yes, they are. It appears that Colorado's booming pot industry.
They wouldn't have known it by listening to you. Have you been there lately?
A bump.
Didn't you have to fly through there on the way back from California?
I did. I may have gotten a little bit too much
in
stop. The noxious fumes there.
Yeah.
Sales of marijuana for recreational and medical use fell for the first time since Colorado legalized selling pot earlier this year.
I guess you can be too high.
Colorado high? Where's John Denver?
I'd like to see how that correlates with pizza sales in there, because we had Peyton Manning.
Well, don't you remember? Peyton Manning bought all those chains.
He said all of his pizza chains were like going gangbusters after the new law. Yeah, so I would like to follow the pot sales and see what Peyton Manning's pizza sales are doing.
Really?
See if there's an absolute correlation there.
Jennifer, you missed a story in the TV report. Mike Huckabee may get axed off of Fox.
Well, not because of anything he's done wrong, because he might run for president.
Really? Again?
Yeah, I like him.
Nah. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
You know why? He believes in the sales.
He's been the same guy represents him as represents me. You knew that, Richie, right?
I did know that, Doug.
Yeah. And so we were talking yesterday about how Huckabee has been sort of disrespected by a certain radio organizations. And I thought, and I said this, I think, even in the meeting. Well, how do you fire a guy who's going to run for the presidency? I mean, he's actually, he doesn't thrill me with the way and what his presentation and his content.
Yeah, what if he becomes president?
But he becomes president and you fired him from your radio organization? Hello, ding, 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 ding. Not too smart. 14 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you are over the age of 40, this message is for you. And if you're under the age of 40, this message is for you to help the people in your family who are over the age of 40 contain their blood pressure issues. Containing, what does that mean? Contain it. If you have, let's see, Kenny has a little blood pressure issue. I don't know what your measurement is, but you're containing it well because you have treated it, understood it, know what's going on, and that's what you need to do. You have to have physically control of your body. You need to know what's going on in your body. If you have high blood pressure, you've got to deal with it. One of the ways you can is to get on board the Heart Factors Plus bandwagon, which works wonderfully well. It boosts your own body's nitric oxide level. Nitric oxide is basically L-arginine, which is an amino acid that widens your arteries, allows more blood to flow through. And when your arteries are wider, that means your blood pressure goes down. A lot of times, plaque builds up in your arteries, things like that. If you get older, the arteries constrict as natural. So this opens them up. You want normal blood pressure levels? Call 800-577-8560. All right? 800-577-8560. Try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free and see the amazing results for yourself. 800-577-8560. Speaking of Heart Factors Plus, Dr. Ken joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose to death.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to bring us up to date on the latest medical knowledge. It looks like there's some news from Medicare And I'm wondering how many people this might cover, Ken.
This is good news. Lung cancer, Doug, is the leading cause of cancer killing in America, causing over 159,000 American deaths this year. Annual lung cancer screenings for long-term smokers, they may soon be covered by Medicare. This was announced just this week. The reimbursement proposal would cover annual CT scans for people aged 55 to 74 with a smoking history of 30 pack years who still smoke or quit within the last 15 years. Pack years are determined by multiplying the number of packs smoked daily by the number of years a person has smoked. Private insurers also will be required to cover lung cancer screenings, Doug, for this group of people starting in 2015. So if you smoked for at least 30 pack years, that's equivalent to one pack for 30 years, two packs for 15 years. If you're between ages 55 and 74 and you are still smoking or quit within the last 15 years, you need to be screened with a low-dose CT scan once a year, and this is now approved by Medicare and insurers to begin in 2015. It will be paid for.
Last night I had the opportunity to share, break bread, if you will, with 18 former colleagues that worked at a radio station I worked at in Boston back in the 1970s. And one of the fellows that was there had had a laryngectomy. Is there a laryn? He had his laryn.
Removal of the voice box.
So he had a microphone, a device that he stuck in his throat in order to be able to communicate. And he was speaking with the group and said that the horrors of tobacco and the horrors of smoking did this to him. And he was he said, I'm a poster child for people smoking. And so you wonder about the vagaries. Look at what it does to you, smoking. Look at what it does to you all over your body.
Head to toe.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's get people to feel a bit younger as we age. It's always nice to be able to sort of reverse things, Ken.
American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry this week, Doug. Feeling younger than one's real age could help to preserve memory and cognitive function, the ability to think as people get older. It appears that aging is both a subjective and biological experience. You'd love that thought, Doug.
Yes.
A younger self-image is more common in physically active people with lower body mass index. People who feel older than their age might require closer monitoring as they may be an early marker of impaired cognition leading to dementia.
Good God, what does all that mean?
It means if you want to preserve your memory, just think younger than your actual age.
Younger than springtime.
Oh, I'm great at that. We're all great at that here.
Are we? We are.
Just think childlike. It's so healthy.
Yeah, we do that well.
That's easy.
Yeah.
I'm in about seventh grade right about now.
Well, you're going to all live forever.
You're older than me, then.
Yeah, you know. And if we all live forever, I hope the last voice I hear is yours.
Jenny's not before Ken.
Resuscitate, and Dr. Ken will be like, no, and then Douglas.
I remember that was one of the great lines. John Wayne was talking to Bob Hope on a TV special 40-some-odd years ago, and they were both talking about how old they were.
Yeah.
And it was almost like live long and prosper. Bob Hope says, I hope you live forever. To John Wayne, and John Wayne says, I hope the last voice I hear is yours. So that's a kind of cool thing. All right. Speaking of cool things, we were talking a minute ago or a little while ago about Heart Factors Plus and how people ought to be using Heart Factors Plus. Ken, this is nothing but good.
Exactly. To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performance in the bedroom. Well, hell, Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. He tells us, I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body.
Blood pressure issues, all kinds of things. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, your head. It's called Heart Factors Plus. You get it by dialing 800-621-6313. Do it now. You mention Dr. Ken's name, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Plant and Richard Branson. Remember that Branson is the founder of the Virgin Group, Virgin Music, Virgin Stores, Virgin Airplanes, Virgin this, Virgin that. Robert Plant shut down rumors that he tore up an $800 million contract that would have the band reuniting for a 35-date tour. The rep for Mr. Plant said that they have not been in receipt of any offers with any organization or promoters regarding the future Led Zepp live shows. Plant has neither met nor communicated with Richard Branson in 50 years, so it was a great surprise to see this report, he said. And Branson said, I've been left dazed and confused by this story during the rounds about us apparently offering Led Zeppelin millions to reform the group, carry out a tour. This was on Branson's blog yesterday. As much as I love the band, there's no truth to that story. So much for the rumor mill, Richie.
Well, you know what they say about the rumor mill.
Well, a lot of people say a lot of things about the rumor mill. What do you think?
What did they say, actually?
I thought you guys.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Rumor has it.
If we've learned one thing in rock and roll history through Leonard Skinner, Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, Stevie Ray Vaughan, it's not to get in a private plane, correct?
I've heard that story, yes. Right.
Bono learned that story yesterday.
Really?
Did you hear this story?
No.
He was in a private plane flying to Germany to accept a music award.
Yeah.
And the back tailgate fell off of the airplane and sucked all of him and four of his friends' luggage right out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it wasn't him and his four friends, he's all right.
They were 8,000 feet up over the German coast, and they were able to safely land at the some Berlin airport.
Really?
So can you imagine? And this is my thing. If I were ever to have become a rock star, I'm flying
commercial
every time. Because let me tell you something. If you're a rocker, ever look at Payne Stewart, right? Golfer. He died. Yeah. All these people die in airplane accidents.
All these people. Richie, this still is safe as rare to fly.
It's got to be the number one cause of, besides drugs, airplane accidents, if you're a rock star.
If you're a rock star.
Right.
Okay. Let's. Speaking of that, some news from Usher. Do we have any music from Usher? Usher.
No, his friends call him Usher.
They do?
Yes, Usher.
No.
You're okay, keep my going. Chain. I'm not.
Wait a minute. You're yanking my chain to make me...
I swear I am not. I am not. No, his name is Usher, but like they would... like. Friends go Ursh, like they call him Ursh. I don't know why. Yeah.
All right. Well, the point of the story from the DougSteffen.com website is that this new song by Usher will be the prize at the bottom of select cereal boxes this week. An exclusive single is available in the new Honey Nut Cheerios boxes that are sold at Walmart.
What is the... Boy, that's when you made it, you know?
You're in a cereal box being sold at Walmart stores across the country. Track is called Clueless. Sounds to me that's what Usher is, or his management team.
You want
to
be associated with... He's not clueless. He's rich, is what he is.
Yeah, but is this a good, mega rich technique? Is this the best technique for selling new songs? Yes, no?
I think it is a definite... It's a technique. I mean, I mean, look, people love Usher. He's got this deal with Honey Nut Cheerios. It's genius. He's making money. Right. They're making money.
Everybody thinks it's cool, and I guess I was wrong. 20 and after on Good Day. Baby, how you do
that? Make a grown man. The following is an important message for listeners of this station. Stress. Just the word stress can make you feel tense. Are you overwhelmed, fatigued, notice changes in appetite, or have trouble sleeping? These can be signs of stress. Puritan's Pride, leader of the highest quality vitamins and supplements for over 40 years, is now offering Peaceful Mood, a unique supplementation program that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes positive mood. In no time at all, you'll start feeling the difference Peaceful Mood can make. Call now to learn how to receive a 30-day supply risk-free. 1-800-379-8383. Peaceful Mood utilizes a proprietary formulation that packs a powerful punch that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes a positive mood. Call to learn how to get a 30-day supply of this unique collection of supplements risk-free. This limited-time offer can only be found by calling 1-800-379-8383. 800-379-8383. 800-379-8383.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
High quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transfer warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
The Doug Steff, yeah, thank you. I have some disappointing news for Rich, though, before we get into the issues. Again, we're going to talk to Dr. Joy Brown in a few minutes. She will help us de-stress, as it were. If there are people in your neighborhood, people in your town who are going to bed hungry, do you know about the problems of going to bed hungry in our country, children, adults? We have somebody who's going to focus on that with us in a few moments here on the Good Day program. Rich, I was told to relay a message to you.
Okay, bring it on.
That you will not be the last person that I speak to, as it turns out. Meredith wanted me to make sure that I had it clear with you that the last voice you hear will not be mine.
Tell her that's reassuring.
Or the last voice I hear will not be yours. It'll be hers.
It'll actually be more of a laugh. Like that, I think.
All right, speaking of laughing, no laughing matter. Yesterday in New York City, window, I ever watched, those of you who have gone to any place where there are big glass buildings and wonder how do they keep these windows clean?
They do it on our building right here all the time.
Yeah. A job you could not pay me.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, Jennifer, anything worse than having to get paid to wash windows 70 stories above
hanging by a 2x4.
Right. And a table. Anyway. So these two window washers were trapped yesterday on a scaffold that had broken.
Oh, I'm looking at this.
On the new World Trade Center tower.
It was breaking news on all the networks.
Yeah, it was all over. It's a great video. The helicopters around the building taking shots of this thing.
I'm sorry, but I would be like, if I were that window washer stuck up there, I'd be like, you take that helicopter out of here. It would be vibrating you.
They had to do was take a saw, and they had to cut the glass. On the World Trade Center.
Yeah, 70 you can't come down from the top or up from the bottom. It's too high.
No, exactly. There's no way you're going to get at them.
Holy.
And I'm sitting here. I have chills. My legs are uncomfortable just thinking about this because I don't like, I mean, I love to fly. That doesn't bother me. But you're up on a ladder or something.
I'm bored. I'm telling you what, if there wasn't something filling my pants, it's because the heart attack got me.
Let me tell you something.
There's no way.
When I see, I mean, you talk about getting people to do this job.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Lezama, 41, and Juan Lopez, 33, with the two guys stuck in the
Juan and Juan.
And when I see the guys out outside, I mean, our building's only 17 stories or 17 floors.
Right.
It's always Spanish guys out there.
Yeah. Well, it used to be Canadians. We had back
Canadians.
No, no, it was Canadian. It used to be. Why? No, I'm not kidding you.
You know from the famous Canadian.
No, no, there were
from Ottawa.
No, there were two groups of people that used to work on the radio towers. There were American Indians that would do it, or Canadians. I don't know why. Having this, why do you find that so amusing?
Because Canadians don't do anything.
And then there were, of course, the Indian Canadians who were like, how, eh?
You take off, Pocahontas, eh?
I'm sure our friend Akos will be happy to hear you and your translation of what Canadians are all about.
Yeah, bringing Canadians into the conversation. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, the Canadians, I remember when I was running a radio station, I had a tower that had a problem. We had a bunch of Canadians that came down, and they fixed whatever the problem was.
Get Canada on the phone. Yeah, right. Our transmitter's down.
All right, well, so much for that. In a moment.
This is Canada. We'll be right there, sir. Hey.
See how I make an innocent statement? They all twist and turn around. Folks, see what I have to put up with every day. Twisting and turning my simple statements of reality and fact. Twisted and turned around so that nobody knows what the real story is. All right, we're going to get to the real story of hunger in America. Just how much of a problem is it really? We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or GuitarCenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Hold on a second. Doug Steffen with Ken and Jennifer and Rich and a fellow named Patrick Creedon, who is a documentary filmmaker known for films such as Wordplay and IOUSA, has decided to turn his attention to childhood hunger in America. He has a 4-minute YouTube documentary called Going to Bed Hungry, The Changing Face of Child Hunger. So, Patrick, we're happy to have you here to bring us up to date. Are there any surprises? We all know there's a big problem with millions of children going to bed hungry every night in America. It's appalling. What do you lend to the story that's new?
Well, here's a shocker. 1 in 5 children in America go to bed hungry every night.
What an outrage.
And that's a shocker for me. I mean, I have three I have three kids of my own. My wife and I make our documentaries together. So when I heard that, and I heard about this story, I wanted to get involved, and I wanted to help tell it.
All right, so telling it from what perspective? How did you decide to engage yourself and your attention?
We wanted to tell the story from the perspective of young people. And, you know, hunger and food insecurity is a really sensitive topic. I mean, it's not the kind of thing if people are experiencing they necessarily really want to talk about, because there's a lot of people are embarrassed. There's some shame attached to that.
Well, but we tend to focus, Patrick, on, I mean, we've talked so much in the last 3-4 months about Ebola, and we point at those guys over there. Look at all the hunger and the problems over there. Hello, go to the streets of Atlanta.
Doug, you're absolutely right. There's this feeling that problems of this magnitude exist very far away from us, and of course a lot of them do, and Ebola is an example of that. Hunger in America is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's down the street. It's in your local public school. It's in the communities that we live in and that we love so much. And there's a great way for people to get involved. And I really believe that by getting sort of out of yourself, if you will, and stepping away from your own challenges and helping others, it's a great way to spend your time.
Especially this time
a wonderful project for us.
This time of year, it seems to more beguile us than other times of the year. You think
doesn't
that's true?
It?
Yeah, it does. Thanks
yeah,
for that
it
person.
Does.
Yeah.
There's something almost magical mm-hmm. about sharing a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year is really, gearing up towards Thanksgiving.
But Patrick, I want to know, just on Halloween, there were kids coming by collecting canned goods for the local church. Down in my lobby of my building here, they're collecting food. At the schools, there are free meals for underprivileged kids. I want to know how a child can go hungry in the United States of America these days with all of the programs and charities that seem to go on to feed hungry kids.
Well, in our film, we profiled three families. One of the families, the father died unexpectedly. That was a big shock to them, and it affected their finances greatly. Another family, a father, a 47-year-old man, had a heart attack, was out of work for months. These are the kinds of reasons that people are experiencing hunger. We're not talking about people who are suffering and maybe living downtown or living under a bridge. We're talking about families that live in middle America whose kids look a lot like our kids. And so we interviewed hundreds of people, but we found three families whose problems could happen to anyone.
You know,
and that, I think, it was what really opened our eyes.
Before we lose sight of time here, one of the things that's most appalling about this is looking at the way the government wastes money on programs that don't work. The simple collection of people who are in the business of helping people because that's their business, and that isn't the government's business. It's the business of churches and some of these other organizations that you can find in every community. And they work well. The rallying cry goes out. People get together. I just donated some money the other day to a fellow who came to ask me to help a particular project that was working with children in the community where I live. And I think he came to me because I'm a town meeting member, maybe. I don't know why he came to me, and I didn't ask him. I had a quick 5-minute conversation with him. I gave some money to him to help out, and I've been asked to help in other ways, and I probably will. What really appalls me, and this becomes a political statement, I suppose, to a point, I am so disgusted by a government that wants to bring people into this country to take jobs away and thus money and thus the ability to buy food from families. And we have all these programs supposedly to help those people who are unemployed, welfare, blah, blah, blah. It just, we have so many contradictions and oxymoronic realities. And the fact that we have children in neighborhoods, as you're suggesting, in every community in this country that are going to bed hungry. And part of it is because of the economy. I was just about to say, I remember a guy who lost his job in 2008 when the recession or depression, whatever you want to call it, started. He hasn't had a job since. His wife has worked a little bit, but they basically got thrown out of their home. The family lived in a car for a while. They ate maybe once a day. Those are the kind of people, and those are the kind of problems that have come about as a result of the downturn in the economy, which has affected millions of families.
All right, so Patrick, how can we help?
I won't pretend to have all the answers
well,
to the challenges we face.
Focus on
but,
it anyway.
But I do know this. I produced the film with Unilever, Project Sunlight. They're a great organization that are committed to creating brighter future for children.
Mm-hmm.
And so together with their team, we created a toolkit, which is very simple and informative and actually quite fun for families to get involved in helping others. The toolkit is at projectsunlight.us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very easy way to get involved, and it's a great way not just to help others, but to help your own community. You're really kind of helping yourself when you do this.
So it's projectsunlight.us. Projectsunlight.us. All right, Patrick, thank you.
You want to see the documentary we have it at DougStephan.com.
And I'll tell your audience, I challenge them to watch the film and not tear up a little bit. It's very emotional. And at the end, it's very inspiring as well. We're really proud to have been associated.
All right. Well, we appreciate you telling us the story, and we posted it at DougStephan.com as well, Patrick. Thanks for being here. Patrick Creedon on Good Day. Dr. Joy in a moment here on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Dr. Joy Brown is here with us. She's a radio personality, been on the air for a long time. I don't want to say how long, really, because it looks sort of impactful.
I was
a really long time.
855-99 Dr. Joy. You can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She'll answer your questions on the air on her program from noon to 3 Eastern time. You can find that at drjoy.com. So you just heard us talking about families in stress, children not getting enough to eat. What does the family core? We often talk about individual problems when you and I are having our moments to help people figure out how do they handle certain problems. What happens when a father and or a mother can't take care of their family? What does go on?
Well,
and do you maintain? How do you hold on to the unit?
Well, let's look at it several different ways. And I basically agree with your guests. I work with Food Bank in New York and City Harvest, both of which are, as far as I'm concerned,
do
the basics, which is just feed people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard to find a job. It's very hard to find your dignity. It's very hard to find your sense of inner calm if your tummy's rumbling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that this country, first of all, this is the time of year where, you know, everybody kind of is gearing up for Black Friday and, you know,
Spend Black Monday.
And everything. You know, one of the things that my listeners are really good about doing is sort of thinking about giving back or giving to people that don't have. There was one year where a woman called in and said, how do I explain to my kids that there's not going to be any Christmas? Both of us have jobs, but they don't start till January. And I did my thing about, you know, well, look, this, you know, Christmas is really about, is not really about stuff. It's about loving and peace and stuff like that. And listeners called up and went to the post office and they took their kids shopping for this family. And the reason I know about it is some guy from the post office called up and said, do you have the zip code for this person? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I've had like 15 people who came in with their kids who wanted to send presents to these people so that they would have something for Christmas. So, you know, I think it's a great time of year to, instead of buying somebody a Goo Ga that they probably don't need or want, to at least take part of that and get your kids involved in it, in sort of saying, look, we have so much, let's give to somebody else. Because we know that not having enough to eat, worrying about where you're going to live, is incredibly stressful on everybody. And if we can kind of make people feel a little safer, a little happier, world peace will be ours.
I think there's just an underscore to that, the essence of thinking about others instead of yourself. And maybe that's
a great way to teach your children.
Yeah, let's not make your children the number one focal point, but helping others probably is a good message. From Dr. Joy at drjoy.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's quite uncanny, your face.
But quite you, really.
You could pass for the originals.
Well, we are the originals.
No, no, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Well, it couldn't be much with a name like that.
Yellow submarine.
Hey, I wonder what would happen if I pulled this lever.
You mustn't do that.
Can't help it, I'm a born lever puller.
It's beetle-proof.
Nothing is beetle-proof.
This was a pretty good day for the Beatles. Their movie Yellow Submarine premiered in the United States. This date, 1968, became the number one movie during this week in 1968. And the single Hey Jude was on top of the pop music charts in the seventh of 9 weeks at number one. So the Beatles having a good time during this era, 1968. Yellow Submarine, theme tune by the Beatles from the animated movie of the same name. How many people saw this and admit to it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. It's silly, stupid stuff.
It's fun. Right, exactly.
The difference is I was 3 years old when that came out. I think you were 30, Doug. So.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
Nice.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here.
May or may not be back right after this.
The news on Dumb and Dumber 2 up next on Good Day.
What if I told you that you could put out the fire of acid reflux and stop taking your reflux meds forever? If you or someone you care about suffers from acid reflux, indigestion, or heartburn, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. People who have followed this plan have not only eliminated their reflux agony, but have stopped taking their reflux meds completely with their doctor's approval. This is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing X pain starting tonight. This natural solution will save you from being a slave to dangerous doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy, and the free video from Barton Publishing gives you a specific action to take right away to get your reflux problem under control. The best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common food found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22acidreflux.com. Watch for free at 22acidreflux.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from acid reflux agony tonight. Go to 22acidreflux.com. That's 22acidreflux.com.
20 years after the original, Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels are reprising their roles, or reprising, depending on how you want to pronounce it, as the dumb Harry and Lloyd. I'd forgotten the Jeff Daniels, because I don't much care for Jim Carrey. And now that I know that Jeff Daniels is in it, I might go see it, because I'm in my mind, Chucker, trying to juxtapose Jeff Daniels in this thing versus
used to Jim Carrey being stupid.
Network. Yeah, right, exactly.
Jeff Daniels, you're like, well, wow.
As silly as Jim Carrey is in the original, Jeff Daniels is even dumb and dumber. It's pretty.
Really?
He's really, really good. You know what? I know it's 20 years later. Both actors, I believe, are in their early 50s.
Well,
I'm not
that.
Feeling it. I don't really have a gut feeling or a gauge how this is going to do at the box office. Mm-hmm. I think it'll do okay, but I don't think it's going to do the box office that Jim Carrey needs to re-energize his career, which has really been on the down in the last...
Daniels doesn't need anything to revitalize his career. He's doing just fine.
Jeff Daniels is fine because he's a good character actor. Jim Carrey is a comedian.
All I remember, the most...
Jim Carrey doesn't need to revive anything. He's fine. He's set for life.
The film, the image in my mind of Jeff Daniels, of all the movies he's ever been in, that is in my mind more often when I think of him, other than I really like the show he's on HBO. But that last frame when he's in the house and realizes in Speed that what's his face has bugged the house. You know that frame that movie when he's in the house and he realizes that why didn't what's his face the bad guy the actor what's the actor's name that died
Dennis Hopper
yeah. Hopper has bugged the house
in that yeah
and he realizes
the house is going to blow
the house
up.
Is going to blow up that I mean that facial expression pretty amazing.
Nah, you have to say the speech from what was it, not Men in Black, 4th of July, was it
Independence Day.
Thank you.
That's Bill Pullman.
That's not.
I always get those guys messed up.
No. All right, Chuck, what else in the movie news bag?
Speaking of a guy who was actually on a real role, Dwayne The Rock Johnson signing on for an action comedy with comic Kevin Hart's title, Central Intelligence.
Kevin Hart, the wrestler?
No,
that's
Bret Hart.
Oh, that black boob who's awful. Oh, my God. He's a horrible actor.
The one thing about Dwayne Johnson, he's on a roll, but he's in danger of becoming wildly overexposed. He's got too many projects.
But he made, $54 million last year? So a couple of years like that, he's all set.
Stop that away.
His bank account is fine.
I cannot understand what people think about this Kevin Hart. Why in the world do they think this guy's got talent? What is there? What am I missing?
Talent, but people are buying tickets to his movies.
My God. Oof. I stay away from movies that he's in.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.